Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
She was like a roly-poly, rolling around.
That's so
like,
funny.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Like, who is in charge of the data, and why is it leaking?
I was like, I guess I just need to go, like, date all these guys that I didn't like again.
No.
But then I did.
Don't count yourself out.
Like what, find a guy on Hinge?
Or they'll work for tips.
A big, strong man.
Went to bed super late on a Wednesday, on a school night.
Yeah.
Because I went to the Post Malone Big Ass concert tour or something. It's called the Big Ass. I saw all these people walking around with these shirts. Like when we first walked in, and it in big letters, it just says Big Ass. And I'm like, why would you advertise? I'm just kidding. Big Ass concert tour. And it was in Queens. At
City Field.
Yes, thank you. I get all these stadiums mixed up. There's so many.
It's very confusing that New York has multiple sports teams as well.
Yeah, I don't really understand the lore with that. And I know.
Me neither. The Subway Series, there's like, a lot of deep lore.
Why are there multiple? Why do we need multiple teams? Like, why? Is it because there's so many of us?
Is it so many people? They need a lot per capita?
Like, that doesn't make any sense, though, because, like, the New England Patriots cover five states, and there's three football teams in the state of New York. But
wait, what are the three football teams in the state of New York?
The Buffalo Bills,
Giants,
the Jets, and the Giants.
Wow, yeah, we do have a lot of teams.
Yeah, and then like of course, Yankees and Mets, like huge rivalry there.
Islanders and Rangers. For hockey.
Like, why do we have
Nets
so many?
And Knicks. Like, there's so many.
Yeah. But I was at the Mets stadium.
I've only been to Citi Field to get a COVID vaccine.
Jelly Roll was
That's
there.
That's where you went to get a COVID vaccine? Yeah. That is so far.
Remember when you had to book appointments to go? It was for, I think, the booster.
That is like apocalyptic because I remember going
to
that.
So crazy.
What's like that big glass structure that's on the Upper West, like close to Hudson Yards? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Javits,
like,
the Javits Center.
Like that's where I got mine.
That's
where I wanted
to get mine, but they were all full.
So I had to go to Safe Field. There was like 16 million people there, and like they all have you like a specific number apart, and then there's also just like rows of chairs. It was
six feet apart.
It was terrifying.
That's where they have Comic Con. They have Comic-Con at Javits Center.
Comic-Con and COVID shots. What else do you need at the Javits Center?
I went to a mall in Brooklyn.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I didn't even know there was a mall in Brooklyn.
That's where they had me go. It was indoor mall situation.
Huh.
There was like a Dave and Buster's. I don't know. That's where I got mine.
It's kind of funny that I just said that. I didn't know there was a mall in Brooklyn. Like Brooklyn is like a foreign country.
Yeah, on your vaccine card, it says where you got them.
Oh,
so mine literally says City Field.
Where did you put your vaccine card?
I still have it
in my passport. Mine's in my passport too.
Yeah, because you had to bring it with you.
Is that a universal thing? Does everyone have theirs in their passport? Do you?
Mine's on my windowsill.
That's not safe. I wonder
if there are people that threw them away. That's something that I feel like I'm going to keep forever, like a social security card, thinking that I might need it someday.
I think I might have thrown mine away like a couple weeks ago when I did my little clean out.
I need to do a clean out this weekend.
I feel like it's going to be worth something someday. You know, it's like it's going to be a relic, you know, like.
Yeah.
You're going to frame it and put it in your hallway, your house.
It is actually pretty insane that they gave us all paper cards.
No, it's so retro.
Expecting us to hold on to
They're
that.
They're like, don't lose this.
And they were like, bring it to the bar with you type of thing. And if you had a photo of it, sometimes that wasn't good enough.
People would get them laminated. People had fake ones. Like, it's so crazy.
When you think about it, it is actually crazy. And like,
it really is.
The person who did mine messed up when they were writing something and they like scratched a part of it out. And I'm so mad at them for that.
Oh.
Because I had to look at it for the whole time we needed them.
Yeah. That's insane. Wait, so when was the last pandemic before COVID? Like, did our parents go through that before we did?
Every 100 years, there's been
a major pandemic.
Oh. Which is crazy.
What was 100 years ago?
The Spanish flu.
Oh.
There was something that was almost like almost exactly like 1920s, 100 years prior. I remember looking into that when I had my podcast, my history podcast.
Okay, so that means we probably won't have to go through another one.
Exactly. Like, our parents didn't go through that, obviously, unless your parents are 100.
Right.
So I think we've hit our quota for pandemics.
For our life.
Thank God.
We're done.
We haven't hit our quota for recessions, apparently, though.
No.
Are we in a recession?
Allegedly. Are we?
No, I don't know.
Been approaching one.
I don't think we are.
And then it stabilized. The recession talk has been going on for years now.
Colby the economist.
No, it really has. No,
honestly, it has. I've seen it. I've seen it on TikTok. I've seen the trend that everyone's like, XYZ is a recession indicator. Yeah. Like, the fact that so-and-so is making music again is a recession indicator. Yeah. Like, I've been seeing all this content, and I'm like, okay, so are we?
Actually, I have been seeing that as well.
Are we or are we not?
And also, at the beginning of the year, a couple months ago, pretty much every bank was putting out statements that we were headed towards like a major financial crisis and recession. But I don't know. Things seem to have stabilized.
I love that. We love stabilization.
Yeah.
I feel like there's always a crisis. Like, there's always something going on. I mean,
we've lived through many a once in a lifetime.
Too many. Event. One would argue.
Yeah.
In our ripe young age.
Yeah.
We're just getting started. We're still in our 20s.
We really
are.
It's
very true.
Wait, did you know Post Malone is only 29?
No. I did not know that. He looks like 100 years old.
Yeah. He is definitely looking older than that.
I love him. He actually is looking great.
I love him.
He's looking much better. He lost some LBs. He is still drinking and smoking the same amount. Let me tell you, he was drinking a beer a song.
Did he only sing his country songs?
No. He sang for 2 hours and he did not stop. Let me tell you, he sang all of his old stuff like Circles and Candy Paint and all those songs. And then he sang a couple songs with Jelly Roll. And then he sang all of his country songs, which were actually really good.
Yeah, they are.
I hadn't really tuned in. He didn't sing Fortnite. No surprise there. Didn't bring Taylor as a special guest. No surprise there.
Did he sing I Fall Apart?
Of course
he did. I love that song, honestly.
So good.
He was like rolling around on the stage. He was like a roly-poly, rolling around.
That's so
like,
funny.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Did you stay for the whole concert?
We stayed until... There was one song. What was the last song? Oh, he did Sunflower? Is that it?
Yeah.
Sunflower. Yeah. The one that was in the Spider-Man movie. Mm-hmm. Such a good song. So he sang that, and that was one of my favorites that I wanted him to sing. So after that, I was like, Jack, we gotta like start. Like, I'm the kind of person that will, aside from Taylor Swift, I will leave the concert before the encore so I can beat the rush. I'm fine with listening to the final songs as I'm walking out.
That was us when we went to Harry Styles.
Like, yeah.
Oh my God, you didn't stay till the end of Harry Styles.
Katie and I were like, we gotta go.
To be fair, I've already seen him. I'd seen him before.
And I wasn't that.
Adam didn't know a single song, so yeah.
Oh my God, I went to Harry's house. I was like, at the end, I was like, I gotta buy tickets for next week.
Like, I was simply just obsessed with his outfit. Like, that was the one thing I was hyper fixated on the entire time, is how could I get this like amazing jacket that he had?
Oh, he looked so good at that show.
He always looks so good.
You know, when we were just sitting here and you were talking about Post Malone, I was like, I don't even know who that is. And then you started listing all these songs and I'm like, oh my God, I know like every single one of these songs.
You know who Post Malone is.
No, I do. But like when you posted a picture of him, I was like, that's what he looks like. And
you
then I was like,
know that?
No.
He used to look even more like burly.
Well, yeah, he...
Like, I don't think he looks like what he sounds like, if that makes sense, on Spotify.
I mean, his face is tatted up. Yeah. We were so
lots
close.
Of face tats.
I could see like the spit coming out of his mouth. Like, oh, that is how close we were. And I like got a good up close and personal look at him. And I'm like, honestly, I think he's cute. But I've always thought that.
That's crazy.
I've always loved Post Malone. But what was I going to say? Oh, the last song that he sang after Sunflower was Congratulations.
Oh, that's a good song.
So we were walking to the subway thinking we were going to beat the rush. Listening to Congratulations, we get to the subway, and I kid you not, it was an hour and a half before we were home.
That's horrible.
Yeah, and a car would have been probably worse. Like, it's just a nightmare getting out of any concert, like, no matter where you are in the world, I feel like.
Yeah, this just does not look like what he sounds like.
Okay, he doesn't even look like that anymore. Like, I swear he looks so good. I wonder...
Is he like this? Did he have his head shaved?
That's what he looks like now.
Okay.
Yeah. But he was wearing a hat. The thing is, his, I guess what he's known for is people bring hats to the show to give him while he's performing. He had about 15 different hats on throughout the night, all like people threw the hats on the stage for him type
of thing. That's so cute.
Which was adorable, but I'm like, you do know you're never going to see that hat ever again.
Right.
Also, he was just like handing people his cigs before he was done with the cig. He would just like throw it, like not throw it, but he would like hand
pass it off, to
off the stage and like give it to someone to finish for him. And he'd give people his beers.
That's so funny.
He would have like two sips of beer and then hand it.
So interactive.
No, like so interactive. But he did not miss a beat. Like he sounded exactly the same. And at first, I'm not going to lie, I was like concerned that he was lip syncing.
Oh.
Because he was like running around and like singing and he sounded exactly the same. And then he like kind of, I won't tell anyone. I mean, I'm telling everyone. He messed up like a line in a song. And I was like, all right, he's not lip syncing.
That's good. Do you think Benson Boone lip syncs when he backflips?
I feel like it's physically impossible to do a backflip and continue singing.
Yeah.
It's like when you're like, when you sneeze, you can't keep your eyes open. It's like actually physically impossible.
Doesn't Katy Perry like fly across stadiums and sing? Oh no, that's Pink. I think I'm thinking of Pink.
Yeah.
Pink.
Beyonce flies now too.
Wow.
But not like Pink.
Pink started it. And she is like acrobatic.
The things she does are like terrifying.
No, it's so crazy.
She'll be in like a 50,000 person stadium and legit like flying around,
soaring through the air, doing flips.
I would love to see her live. Like
me too. I feel like that would be incredible.
Can we do a match made field trip to Pink?
Yeah,
I'm down. I don't know any of her songs.
Yes,
but
you do. You definitely know "Raise Your Glass."
So raise your glass if you are wrong.
You do know it.
No, that's my thing. I know a lot of songs, but like I only know the words when they come on.
He just
like,
doesn't know any Harry Styles.
Strawberry paint on top.
That is Post Malone.
Candy paint with the wine on top.
Strawberry something. Strawberry matcha.
No.
Watermelon sugar?
Music. Yep.
That's one. It's like music for a sushi restaurant.
Watermelon sugar.
Hi.
Okay, so you know that.
I know some stuff.
Did you go to Harry's house or you went to that concert?
Harry's house. But before that, I went to his...
The other concert. Is that the one that Adam went to?
I'm getting them mixed up. I went to one with my sister.
You and I went to one like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I feel like. It was in the stadium, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I'm forgetting which one we went to. I'd have to look in my phone.
I know that you went to Harry's house, but I can't remember if you went with Ashley or not.
Watermelon Sugar was in it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like his... He needs to put him in... out an album.
I know.
I miss him. We need some new material, but it looks like he's living his best life.
Yeah, he's just been frolicking around.
Where's he frolicking? Is he in the city?
No, he's in Europe.
He's always
mainly
abroad.
In the UK, but he also was at the Pope inauguration announcement, whatever it was.
I saw that.
In the crowd.
I saw that.
The conclave?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So crazy.
He was a part of history.
Yeah.
A part of us getting an American Pope.
Is the Pope American?
Yes.
That's going to be my note. No, you know what I mean? Like, is the Pope Catholic?
Is the sky blue?
People ask, like, you know, another way to say yes is...
Is the Pope Catholic?
Is the Pope Catholic? Now we can say, is the Pope American? Yeah.
That's
very
a good
crazy.
One.
I'm adding that to my dad joke repertoire.
Yeah. Add it to the list.
Add it to the list.
It's a good one. Should we do the intro?
Sure.
I think it's your turn.
Yeah, you've done it actually like 3 weeks in a row.
But why didn't you say something?
Well,
I forget.
Like, you just like go and
but you just like look at me as if it's like I need to be doing it.
I'm
and then I'm like,
you,
oh shit, it's my turn again.
You are like the producer. You're the one who tells us like what to do and we stay on task.
That's true. Okay, Katie.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing?
Great. You guys didn't even notice my candle.
Well, I did. It's
salt and stone.
Is it like a special type of candle?
It was very slow burning.
It was a $50 candle.
Let me smell that thing.
It looks like it's burning very slowly. That flame is not
salt and stone.
I don't even know.
What does salt and stone smell like? Like, I don't.
Well, this is
no.
Oh God, the burn.
They have like deodorant.
That's the
soaps.
Brand.
They have a lot of really good stuff.
I literally feel like that fire just flickered
but
into my nose.
Seriously, that flame isn't flickering at all.
It's definitely because it's a great candle.
Holding strong.
A great candle, but also like maturing is trimming your wicks.
Yeah.
I never used to do it. I used to just like light her up, but trimming the wicks.
And aren't you supposed to make sure the wax is like evenly around the candle before you blow it out?
Yeah. You have to like make sure it's evenly burned all around and doesn't have like a little, I don't know. There's all these rules.
Yeah.
Who knew? All these rules. No, but like not even with candles, with so many things. I was just learning how to use my espresso machine this week. And
have you mastered it?
Yes. I would say like I've gotten really good at it. I have a scale. I have all these things that I got on Amazon.
Nice.
Like you can't just buy the espresso machine anymore. You have to buy all the tools.
Yes.
Yeah. All the trinkets. And you need to make sure your espresso tastes is the right color. And
it's
like,
incredibly odd that you buy an espresso machine and they don't give you things to brew the espresso in. Like I did just buy an espresso machine. And it didn't have the cups to put for the espresso to go into.
You mean like a cup to drink out of?
No, like the little, I mean, you could drink out of them, but like the little espresso shot glasses.
Oh, okay.
It didn't come with that.
I know what you mean. Mine did not either.
Yeah. So I had to buy them.
Are you bringing your espresso machine to our new apartment?
Well, I need to figure out how to clean it.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't work anymore.
The espresso machine or the cleaner?
No, the espresso machine, because I think it's probably like has a clog or something.
Do you want that espresso machine in your apartment?
Yes. It honestly is good. But I think I just need, or maybe they'll replace it.
Yeah, the clog is probably so moldy.
Yeah. I just never learned how to clean it. And then I got too lazy to figure out how.
Oh my God.
And then it became iced coffee season. And so now I've just been buying Stoke cold brew.
That's crazy. I started my first moving task yesterday.
What'd you do?
Well, it wasn't even for me, but Alex and his girlfriend bought like a dining room table off of Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, I saw your Instagram story and I was wondering, that's a huge ass table.
Guys, big table.
This is no joke. So Alex is basically like, it was kind of the end of the workday and I had just gotten back from my trip at like 2 p.m. And at 3 p.m. Alex is like, okay, I need to like go get this table and on Facebook Marketplace. Like Lou rented me a car. I'm going to like go drive and pick up the table. And I was like, I don't think you can do that on your own. Like, I think I need to come with you. And he was like, Alex like hates inconveniencing anyone. So he's basically like, no, like you're fine. Like stay here, whatever. And literally within like 20 minutes, because I also called him and I was like, hey, if you get there and it's crazy, like you need to call me because you cannot be doing that shit on your own. And he gets there, immediately calls me and he's like, hey, are you busy? I was like, I figured as much.
Tables are sneaky heavy.
No, they're guys, so this heavy. Is the craziest table I've ever seen in my entire life. It's 100 inches.
Oh my God.
Which is pretty big, I think, right? 100 inches is like 7 feet, 8 feet.
I have no concept of inches.
Feet. Yeah.
I think it's 9 feet.
What kind of car did they rent?
It was like a big like SUV, basically. Or not SUV, it was I don't know, one of those. Maybe like a big SUV or van. I forget the car
we were in. Why are we asking Adam what kind of car they...
Yeah, I don't drive.
Adam doesn't drive.
Guys, this is the craziest table I've ever seen in my entire life. And Alex and I pick it up and the doorman makes us like bring it down a flight of stairs, up another flight of stairs, into the elevator that like is definitely not meant for furniture of that size. It was the most strenuous task I've ever done.
Where is it going for now?
It's staying in Lucia's apartment before they move into the apartment that they just got. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. And I was like, guys, I'm not made for this. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to be hiring a mover, like for sure.
Yeah, but then for the other random stuff, buying stuff on Facebook Marketplace is incredible. I love Facebook Marketplace for the one reason that you don't have to assemble things yourself or pay for somebody to come and assemble them, but it's really annoying having to transport everything on your own and also having to figure out how to get assembled furniture into your apartment.
Yeah, I'm really terrified.
It has pros and cons for sure.
And after we did that, Alex was like, your dresser is definitely this heavy. And
oh, yeah. Well, you're to get out of an apartment, there's no way to not have a mover if you're bringing furniture, I think.
No, literally, I was like, I will pay exponential amounts of money for somebody to just handle it.
I'm telling you, go on TaskRabbit and hire two strong men.
So there is this service called Lug. I want Lug to sponsor us, actually.
What's it called? Lug?
L-U-G-G.
Oh my God, that's an incredible name.
So good.
It's so descriptive.
That's how I took Danielle's mattress.
Oh, they lugged it for you?
Yeah, they lugged it for me.
Oh my God.
It was literally like $60. They go, they pick it up, they bring it down. It was so easy.
What's their job title? Lugger.
Lugger. Honestly, probably Lugger. If you go on LinkedIn, it's probably Lugger.
It's giving. I'm a hugger. That's what I always say.
I'm a lugger.
I'm a lugger. Do you think on their dating app it says Lug? You just gotta find one of those, and then they'll do it pro bono, maybe.
Like what? Find a guy on Hinge?
Or they'll work for tips.
Big strong man.
Big strong men.
That's what I
need. In search of, just change your prompts, in search of big strong men.
In search of men who work at Lugger Pizza Cake.
Men that work at a moving company.
I actually have a moving company fetish. I only date men from moving companies.
I bet there's definitely been people out there who have gone on dates with people that look like capable to help them move.
Oh, 100%.
And like strung them along so they could help them move and then ghosted them.
I mean, it's the same concept of like dating random guys for Hampton's houses. You just date random guys to move
or
your shit.
Or for boats or for money.
But how do we know that guys have Hampton's houses or boats from their profile? Because I feel like the friends of people that have Hampton's houses and boats are the ones actually posting the content of them at those places.
Give me a harder task.
Yeah.
All I need is a first name and a job title and I know their house they grew up in.
Well,
I
also feel like it's the type of content that they post, and then you go on the date, and then they mention that they're renting a house in the Hamptons for the summer, and then you're like, oh, this guy can stick around for the summer.
I see.
Cool for the summer.
Just got to ask them what they're doing this summer, and then...
That should always be the intro question on a date. So
hey, nice to meet you. What are your plans for the summer? First question.
Depending on how they answer, that's where you know, or how you know to go down the road. If someone says, just hanging around the city, enjoying my rent, nope, done.
My response is finding an apartment.
My response is letting Colby find us an apartment.
Getting rid of shit
all
summer.
How is the apartment hunt going otherwise, besides the fact that we're considering hiring some heavy, strong men?
We continuously are sending each other apartments, but they're available tomorrow. So, like...
Yeah.
Moving in New York, we've had this conversation on this podcast probably 17 times, but is probably one of the most frustrating things for somebody who likes to plan ahead.
Yeah.
Because it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You are not able to find an apartment that you're able to move into outside of, I would say, 4 weeks prior to your move-in date.
I'm going to like knock on wood, but I'm predicting that Colby and I will sign a place and then move into it in like a 2 week span.
Yeah, for sure.
And I just know it's going to be extremely stressful.
We have to. So it's very stressful because we're going to be in the Hamptons. And then the weekend after that, which is the weekend of the 14th, I have my friends Olivia and Gianna's bachelorette party in Vermont. And I ideally, like, we need to get an 8:15 move in date because Adams leaves us up on July 31st.
Yeah.
Mine is up August 31st. So, like, that's meet in the middle. A lot of moving companies will, like, hold your stuff for you for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's what they did for me when I moved out of the East Village. And then also, I have to go to California for a work offsite at the end of August.
Oh, my God.
The 15th is a better move-in date anyway. But it's going to be, like, I need to take off for this bachelorette. And then I also am going to have to, like, take off a day to move right when we get back, basically. And we'll be able to settle in for like 3 months.
I mean, yeah, you guys, I'm telling you, it takes
a while.
I just
need to get my stuff there.
You just got to get it in the door and then just shut the door and be like, I will deal with this.
I'm going to be dialing it all in from some foreign country.
No, literally. I'm going to be like, Adam.
I'm literally fully putting our apartment search in Colby's hands, basically.
Send me the money.
I do send her like nice apartments, but like there's like almost a 99% chance that my work will just have me in some foreign country.
Yeah,
like
Adam
while we're trying to move.
Asking me if you should be making all of these extravagant summer plans. And I'm like, you do realize that every week you're like, so I now have to go to Asia tomorrow.
You cannot plan ahead like that. You travel way too much like for that.
I was so ready to plan ahead though. I was like, okay, I'm gonna book a house in the Hamptons for a weekend and we're all gonna go
to occupy his time when he is homeless,
when I'm homeless for 2 weeks.
Well, you could go to Maryland too.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Maybe.
I think Adam's just gonna live with me.
Yeah, I'm gonna move into Colby's little bedroom.
That's great.
We're just gonna
I'll stay on your thing in there.
You can stay here. We'll have our what's it called? Banquette all together.
I'll sleep on the banquette.
Actually, no, this couch is way more comfortable than the banquette.
I'll sleep here on the banquette. I have no doubt that I'll find a home for my head, you know.
I'm feeling like we're gonna get an 8-1 start date and you guys will just move in on the 15th.
Or we can move in before that.
Or But like,
or we sign a lease on 7:15 and Colby just pays double rent for a month and a half.
Or you just pay her rent.
Oh.
I think you just pay everything until she's able to move.
And now I love the sound of that.
It's because you're a man, and you should. We forget, like, you know, the men. You got to do something.
Is this what step men, up to the plate.
Step up.
Is this what men who are the breadwinners feel like?
Yeah,
probably.
And you are.
I bet they do feel that way.
I think we'll find something for even sometime mid August.
I think if anything is giving me hope, it's that within Colby and I's like budget that we're saying we have, like, it seems like there's actually good apartments. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's like half the battle.
Yeah, like
Colby, I'd say most of the battle.
Like, we've been sending each other apartments where I'm like, okay, I would like sign this tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know? Like, nice options.
Okay, this is great. This is great news.
And this is before high summer season. Like, these
high summer
aren't even the peak of when there's inventory. I feel like July and August are such peak times.
That's when we're literally going to be like fighting people for apartments.
Definitely right. August, because all the interns are gone.
Well, you know that. True. The first time, or when I signed my lease to my apartment, there was somebody else touring it, and I got the apartment because I went up to the leasing agent and I was like, so we already applied, whatever. And then the girl went up to her after me and was like, we applied to whatever, but since I said it first, we got it.
That's so funny. Colby's like a good person to be moving in with, because Colby's like, should I just go find the owner of the building?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yep, go for it, girl.
Speak to the manager.
Honestly want to inquire again about another building that I had already reached out to. It's just annoying because everything on Street Easy is listed by a brokerage, obviously. It's not the person who you're actually leasing the apartment from. So
yeah,
I would just walk in. I think I said this already, but I really am going to start just walking into buildings now that it's June. I feel like it's more realistic to be, because I got my lease renewal the other day. So I feel like now people are finding out if they're re-signing or not for August. And so they are starting to know which units are going to be vacant.
Absolutely.
So,
or you could wait
to start asking
very last minute, like me, to tell my building that I was moving out. I waited till like the last minute. I mean, it wasn't like I broke any rules per the contract, but I was like waiting till I could find something else to then tell the building.
Right.
Until I couldn't anymore, because they had it like in the contract when I had to tell them by. And so I told them like literally the last day that I could. And I didn't even have an apartment yet. I didn't even find this yet. So
you didn't even find this.
You found it, Adam. I know. Do you want to sign the wall?
Katie in her video.
I can't
believe I found this. How did I find this?
Read the fine print, aka listen to Match Me. If you ever want to know.
I'm actually, this is reminding me, it's now June 5th, and I haven't been able to pay my rent yet because I had a fraudulent wire charge on my bank account.
What?
And so I had to call Chase and they froze my bank account and they were like, money can go into your account, but it can't be withdrawn from your account. And that's how I pay my rent, obviously. I moved it into another account, so I need to just go on and change it.
Was it you that did the fraudulent wire thing?
No, luckily I opened my app and it was just a pending charge for who? All that it said, it had a bunch of letters and then it said JP Morgan. So it was like somebody was wiring the money.
Oh my God.
To their bank account.
Change your password.
I did that and I changed my email password, but like I have two-factor authenticator on for everything and I have Face ID for my bank app.
Well, to wire someone money, don't you need like
account information? That's why I have to open a new bank account.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense, because I guess technically speaking you don't really actually need to log into your bank account to do it.
Yeah,
to wire someone money.
No, they just need the
wired
account
me the
information.
Money. Yeah, I wired you.
So I must have been involved in some type of data breach from somewhere that I had to link my bank account information.
I mean, honestly, every time I type in a password, something tells me this password has been confiscated.
Wait.
This password has been confiscated, like literally every single time.
It always says your password's been involved in a data leak.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's
leaking the data?
Excuse me?
Like, who is in charge of the data and why is it leaking?
Well, for a while, I was using the same password for literally everything.
Oh, I
do.
If somebody knew one of my passwords, like, they would be able to get into everything.
Same.
Or just, like, the, like, sequence that I do. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I have like the same first part, and then the last part is basically like the year that we're in if we change the password.
Oh, well, good. Tell them everything right now. On a public platform, tell them everything.
Mine, yeah, I have about 4 or 5 passwords that it has to be one of those.
My sister, I don't know why this is reminding me, my sister's like phone unlock, whatever, the numbers, what's it called?
Password journal.
Yeah. My sister's on her phone is the last 4 digits of some guy's phone number that she had a crush on in middle school or like high school. Like some guy, she like did it as a joke, like, tee-hee-hee, you know, we're like flirty, I'll do that, and she hasn't changed it. So she always gets so mad at me when I can't unlock her phone because I genuinely forget this guy's last 4.
Sue I mean, me. That's good. That means she did what she's supposed to do.
I'm like, I know. I mean, granted, passwords are such a funny thing.
When I started my new job, I had to get all of these apps downloaded onto my phone, and it made me change my passcode from 4 digits to then 6. Mm-hmm. And I still am not used to it. Or 8. The longest one.
Oh my god.
Wait, 2, 4, 6.
Like for numbers or like, because like mine made me change it to freaking letters. Like I.
Oh could, no, mine's numbers, but it's only 6.
Special characters.
The longest one.
Like, whenever it gets mad at me for not doing like a good enough password, I'm like, says who?
Right.
Like, I know. Literally says who.
Yeah, and then it tells you to make it like lowercase j, uppercase w. Like, how would I ever remember that? And
no, like, literally my iPhone password has like uppercase, lowercase, like another thing because I have my work. But it's like my personal phone, but like because I have any work stuff on it, they like, I don't know how they even do it, but it sends something else on my phone and forces me to get.
Yeah, you have to download the thing and then you can't delete the other. I have like PowerPoint on my phone and I'm like, I'm never going to use that. But I can't delete it.
No, it's so annoying. So like anytime I like my Face ID doesn't work or something like that, I'm like sitting there for like 15 hours typing in my password. It's so very annoying.
I'm really sorry.
Thanks.
That sounds really bad.
I appreciate it.
Really hard.
Life is hard.
But yeah, we're going to find an apartment.
Yeah, that's the gist of that story. Yeah. Colby's going to find us an apartment and I'm going to wire the money.
What if you guys move in somewhere and like have really hot neighbors?
That would be so would fun.
And one is gay and one is straight.
That would be really fun.
And they live together.
That'd be my dream.
And they were neighbors. Oh. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's like a very viral like TikTok or Vine. I think it was a Vine.
Oh.
And they were neighbors. It's this guy sitting on a stoop and this girl goes by and she's like on her phone talking to someone on the phone and she's like telling a story.
I thought it was and they were roommates.
Oh God.
I was sitting there and I was like, should I tell her?
I always get like one detail of a story wrong.
And it's like the most important detail.
And sometimes people pick up on it and sometimes they don't. Okay. And they were roommates.
Yeah.
And then the guy like flips it to himself. He goes, and they were roommates.
Yeah.
Is that a Vine?
I think it was a TikTok or maybe it was a Vine.
Well, great. Title of the episode.
And they were roommates.
No, and they were neighbors. Well, anyway, okay, so.
Well, now we've been saying, I was going to make that Colby Nice Instagram caption, but it's okay. Now it can be both.
It can be both.
Yeah.
This is going to be a few months from now.
Yeah, people will forget.
That you will ultimately take your.
And the statement will still reign true.
That's true.
The statement will.
That is correct. Colby, what are you most excited about living with me?
I think it's just gonna be a great time.
That's a boring answer.
No, we need something specific.
What am I really excited about? Probably to borrow this white pants that I borrowed from you one time.
That's such a good answer.
Thanks.
Do I even still have them?
Oh my god. You've so much stuff.
And I honestly don't think...
You got rid of those and didn't offer them to me. Adam has these pair of pants that I think fit me better than any pair of women's pants that I've ever owned. Maybe I should start buying men's pants.
I mean, I buy women's pants sometimes. I actually think those, no.
Like trousers for some reason. I don't know. The length was good.
I'm pretty sure I offered you the pants.
You didn't.
I think I did. I'm going to go back in my text because I think I offered them to you in the last 6 months. And I will.
I would remember that.
So where are the pants now?
In the trash.
No. I have 3 giant trash bags of clothes sitting in my room. Because did I already talk about this like whole saga with the charity thing?
What happened?
Okay, so I just found this out kind of recently, I think. But basically, I used to have this number that I think I told you about that I would text and they would come pick up my like clothes.
And then you never got a receipt.
But yeah, then I never got a receipt. And I actually never realized that it about never getting a receipt until Colby actually said that to me on the podcast. Because we talked about it a while ago. Yeah.
You did say, and you think they're selling your stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So now I think that it's actually not a real charitable organization. Fraudulent. And they actually just come pick up my stuff and then go sell it on like Poshmark.
Well, if you want a charity, St. Mary's Church is fabulous.
Do they pick it up?
Yes.
Oh, they do? At your apartment?
Yes.
For free?
For free.
For free. For free.
And they email you your whatever.
Hell yeah.
Free 99.
Okay. Free 99.
Okay, I need that because I've had these three bags just sitting in my room for like weeks. And okay. Definitely one of them has white pants in them.
Yeah, I have a trash bag, but that's on my agenda for this weekend because I was originally going down the shore this weekend, but the weather looks awful.
Oh, you're not going anymore.
Aww. Yeah, I'm just going to stay because I don't really care to leave the city and go to the beach when it's not nice.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I'm going to go through my drawers and stuff again and get rid of more stuff. Trying to be proactive.
Come take my stuff. You can go shopping in my closet. Okay. It like needs somebody to just come in and like take shit.
Go dumpster diving in his bags and find those white pants.
Yeah. You can do that too.
Yeah, those white pants were so cute on me.
There's probably other stuff that you would want, honestly. Like I've just collected so much shit. You told me that
I was getting sweatshirts.
I do remember offering this to you and I think Emily also, but nobody took me up on it.
You never offered after. You said, do you want more sweatshirts? And I was like, sure.
Yeah, and then you need to be proactive being like, okay, how about I come over and get your take your sweatshirts? I can't chase you and beg you to take my sweatshirts.
No, I think it's more like
which sweatshirts are you willing to give up?
It's more like you take some pictures, you send it. So like, it's not like a waste of a trip. Yeah, over
that's
there.
Fair.
All
right, know? That's fair. I'll take it.
Yeah.
There's some responsibility in that.
But yeah, what's your answer?
About what I'm most excited for?
Yeah.
I'm so excited for us to take walks on the West Side Highway, but like we're both going to have headphones in because we already have talked to each other all the time. So we're both just going to be listening to music and like power walking aggressively, and it's going to be so nice.
I thought you were going to say that you were excited for me to cook for you.
Girl, no, I'm still going to eat out all the time. I'll that's eat fine. Whatever you cook, but I need to eat out.
Well, and you'll just bring your free food from work.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You love your free food.
No, I'm happy that you're not excited for me to cook for you.
Oh.
Because then I don't have to.
That sounded really offended, honestly.
Then I don't have to.
I'm excited to... Can I say what I'm excited for?
Of course.
Because I'm involved.
You're part of this trio.
I'm excited for you guys to have, like, wine nights and stuff.
Yeah. Yes. No, we will host.
Like, I feel like you're going to be a huge hosting dynamic duo.
I think Colby and I will host. Yeah,
we'll have Secret Santa, we'll have Friendsgiving.
Well, because honestly, if you think about it, like of all the friends, I don't think anyone's living with another friend right now, right? Any of us? I think we're all like with significant others or alone.
Yeah,
slash well, friends in the group. I mean,
I think Colby and I are probably the last people that I know that aren't dating someone officially
and living alone.
Yeah, or living alone. I think like every single one of my friends has a significant other officially.
Oh, not me.
No, I know. You and I are the last ones.
No, but not me.
Oh, as in your friends. Okay, yeah.
Colby says, not me.
No, like my other friends.
Colby's other friends like. That she has. Yeah. How does she have other friends besides us? Come on.
Yeah, I refuse to
You're
believe
also
it.
Come friends on. With them.
Yeah.
Or you live with them currently. They're all single.
But yeah, so now that I'm getting desperate, I've been dating all my old people again, as Adam does.
Why are you feeling desperate?
Because all of our friends, most of them, we clarify.
Colby's like, not all of them.
Colby was about to cry, salt brewing.
Colby was about to cry you.
Because it gets stressful.
I know, but here's the thing. Like, okay, not to like wish ill on people, but like people that are, they could break up.
Yeah, that's true. What I said to Adam.
It's not like
Adam
a done deal.
When was that?
I don't even know.
It's never a done deal.
I think
deal.
It was when we were at the bar before we went to my apartment.
Oh. I started spiraling that day before you and Jack and Co. came over for the balcony day.
What were you saying?
I was just spiraling.
About being single.
I was like, I guess I just need to go like date all these guys that I didn't like again.
No.
But then I did.
But also then we were talking about people who were in relationships and Adam was like, I'm the last one, whatever. And I was like, okay, well, you could also date somebody and break up. It's not like these people are getting married tomorrow.
Well, even still, you can get married and then get divorced and then have a second husband, second wife. Like, it, there's just, you know, you can't compare your timeline. Also, you could meet someone tomorrow and, like, get married before, like, me. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It doesn't, like, it's not how it used to be.
Don't count yourself out.
No, I'm not. I'm chilling, guys. I'm chilling.
He's back.
I'm excited to move in with my wife over here, and we're going to have a grand old time.
You guys are going to have some crazy situations in there, I bet. Like, some good stories.
I hope so.
In the apartment.
I think so.
Just don't break any side tables.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that what happened in your apartment? The side table?
Yeah, hopefully our bedrooms will be on opposite sides. You got thrown
into a side table by a man.
This is when I was hooking up. I, like, accidentally hooked up with one of Alex's coworkers back in the day. And he, like, WWE smackdowned me into my end table and it cracked in half.
That was a great story on the podcast. I remember when that was live breaking news.
Like, I've never seen anything like it in my entire life. Like, I woke up the next morning, there's blood all over my floor. Yeah. And there's clothes everywhere. Like, he, like, basically had broken my dresser also. That was when I had, like, a... That was when I was, like, really cheap on furniture, though, and I was, like, building little Amazon shelves, like, that were basically, like, paper. It was, like, paper mache dresser, and it just had all my clothes stacked in them, and this guy was just, like, fuck that, and, like, destroyed it, and then basically all my shit was all over the room, and then he threw me into my nightstand, and then that was cracked in half, like, quite literally, like, cracked down the middle in half, and then there's blood everywhere, and then I look in the mirror, and I have a giant gash on my back.
Colby, you ready for this?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what you're signing up for?
I'm saying we're having separate wings. I already said that to Adam.
Separate wings?
That's the ideal the ideal floor plan is one bedroom on one side and one on the other.
You're going to have a long hallway?
I don't want a railroad apartment, but...
Yeah, I don't either.
Like, some of them... Yeah. Like, Julia and my bedrooms were on opposite sides of the apartment.
Yeah, they were.
Like,
but also simultaneously, like, 6 inches apart.
Correct.
Well, technically, in this apartment, if someone were to use this as a bedroom, which it's very small, but
opposite sides,
people upstairs do. There's two brothers in this building that share this apartment, and I'm like, so who got the tiny little Harry Potter room that we're using as our office? But yeah, technically, they're on opposite sides. I don't think this is a railroad. Right?
Yeah, no.
Because railroad's when it's, like, literally, like, one room, one room, one room.
Railroad is, like, you walk down into the apartment and it's, like, hallway.
My East Village apartment.
My house kitchen.
Yeah.
Was called a railroad.
My East Village apartment was a railroad. It was, like, the whole floor, but it was, like, two bedrooms, two bathrooms, living room and kitchen, and then two bedrooms. What's the floor plan?
It can be done, like, well or not well.
Yeah.
With the railroad, like, depending on where you are.
I think in... most of them, which is something that we're trying to avoid, is there's no windows typically in the living space.
It's like usually like a window like on a slant or something like that, but it's like facing a building.
If anything. Yeah. Like, I didn't have a window.
My Hell's Kitchen apartment was facing another building.
Yeah.
The window.
How do they make so many of the same apartment?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
I'll ask someone about that.
It is nuts.
I'll ask the architects of New York.
Colby bringing up that she wants us to have separate wings is kind of funny because I went on a date with that guy a couple weeks ago that I dated like years ago.
Yes.
I forget we called him like Mixed Signals or something, I think.
Yes.
So he like messaged me again on Rye or one of the apps and was just like, hey, how's it going or something. And so we kicked it off and then we went on another date that took us a month to plan because the first one that we planned, I was like, I don't think I want to do this. And then I canceled and then I felt bad. So then I rescheduled and then he got strapped when we were supposed to go again. And so then it got rescheduled again. And so this is like a month and a half of planning and we end up going on a date. Guess where we went?
Hillstone.
We did try to go to Hillstone. That was actually what I wanted you to guess. So it's not like you were wrong. We tried to go to Hillstone.
Okay, so right, but also wrong.
Gotcha.
No, I didn't say gotcha. I did. I will say I almost said gotcha, but then I was like, wait, that's what I wanted them to guess.
So you wanted us to say that.
We tried to go to Hillstone.
What's going on here?
I don't know. We tried to go to Hillstone. Hillstone couldn't take us. It was the first time ever where the waitlist, I've been there and the waitlist was full.
Oh my God, you got denied?
Yeah, but my girl who knows me wasn't there, so I'm convinced that I just got, you know, the bad end of the stick from one of the wait staff. But so we went to Oceans. We went to Oceans for a couple of hours and then we mapped it back to Hillstone.
Oh, you went back.
We went back and we got a nightcap at Hillstone.
Adorable.
But because he was doing the Mixed Signals thing again. But what was even the reason that I brought up the story? Oh, because Colby's saying about the separate wings or whatever. And I forget what he and I were talking about. We were talking about like, I don't know, like future apartment situation. He was like, yeah, my one requirement is that like I don't share a bathroom with my significant other. And I was like, well, how is that possible? And he was like, well, like I'm just going to build a house with two separate master bathrooms. And I was like, but why do you need that? Like for me, I'm like, do you feel like you need that? I guess you and Jax don't share a bathroom.
We have separate bathrooms and it's great for our relationship.
Interesting.
I think having separate bathrooms is nice. And also for girls, like, you need places to put all your stuff.
Yeah, for me, it's definitely the stuff. Because I like to have my things like strategically placed on my counter. And Jack would like knock them into the sink. And they would just be like, yeah. It was chaos when we shared the bathroom. But also, I would be totally fine with having just two sinks. Like if we have like, I feel like, yeah. What's it called? There's like a name. Not a Jack and Jill. His and hers.
Yeah, this guy straight up wants like his and hers bathrooms. Like
his.
Yeah, his and his. His and his.
Yeah, wait, does he want his and hers or
his? No, he wants his and his.
That sounds great.
And I was like, so he has this really, really nice apartment.
It's
like,
I mean, I'd say that's not a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Seeing a guy, he wants separate bathrooms. Like, okay, I'm not looking too far into that. That sounds great.
I was a little drunk, so I was being crazy. But I was like, okay, so like what happens if I move into your apartment? Like which bathroom do I get? And he was like, I mean, there's two bathrooms. Like you just take one of the bathrooms. And I'm like, okay, but like what if we're dating and like I want the master bathroom? And he's like, that's fine. I'll just go into the other bathroom. And I was like, ugh.
He's so accommodating.
Wait, he's literally giving you. I want to start an argument so
bad with my not boyfriend who I dated 3 years ago.
Who and then gives you mixed signals and it took you guys a month and a half to plan a date.
Correct, yeah. And yeah. So then I'm like negotiating with him on who gets the master bathroom.
Sounds like a match made in heaven.
And I won the negotiation and I was pissed about it. I was like, you got to argue a little bit. Like, give me something.
No, separate bathrooms has literally been the best thing for our relationship. So I don't find that to be
okay.
A red flag at all. Granted, I'll like use his, he'll use mine. But like primarily like our stuff, except for Jack has like some of my stuff as well because I have overflow. He has all like the medicine stuff.
I see.
Because he has nothing to put under the sink. What does he have to put under there? Nothing.
Nothing.
He has his toothbrush and
he's a simple man.
The skincare products I made him get. That's it.
Has he been using them?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
That is positive.
He did not moisturize before he met me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He did not moisturize. Let me say that again. You need to moisturize.
But that's also not surprising. But I am curious. He does moisturize now every day?
Every day. Sometimes twice a day.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Because like what I was thinking is, do you remember when I had this idea that like no men wear sunscreen basically?
Yes.
Like ever?
I mean, that is like probably true. And aside from like ones that are extremely conscious.
I still think this would be a great idea. But like somebody needs to invent like a men's moisturizer sunscreen combo. But like one that they actually want to use. Hmm. Because like no dude is wearing sunscreen. And like.
Yeah, I guess I make him put it on vacation and like before like a game or something.
Guys but are just like, that's too much.
He's wearing my Super Goop. Like I don't have like men's, but also I guess men could just wear.
We don't have women's sunscreen.
I know, but men don't want to wear sunscreen because they feel like it's like feminine.
Okay, so you need like a super masculine, like bro sunscreen brand.
And there needs to be like some competition associated with marketing. I really thought through this entire business plan. Because like if there's competition involved, the men will want to use it, you know? I don't know how I'm going to do that, but
I feel like the men who buy like beard products, like there's like a whole market of like beard products.
True.
Like grooming, beard conditioner. Manscaped. Yes, like things
maybe
you use.
Maybe Manscaped needs to launch SPF.
I feel like they might have it. Like that feels like the kind of guy that would like manscape the beard and like be very into that would probably also wear sunscreen.
They have really good branding also. And Manscaped? It's very like masculine branding.
I've never seen that.
It's good masculine branding, but it's like simple.
I feel like, yeah, for the hypothetical men's sun care, I guess it works, sunscreen brand that we would start, what would like the logo be? Like a really like, really rugged looking man. Maybe like a lumberjack.
Like the brawny man or whatever.
The guy on the paper towels. Oh my God, he's so hot. I would definitely buy those paper towels because he was hot.
I feel like he needs like a golf ball on it or something. Like the logo is just a golf ball.
But not everyone golfs. What's like a universal man task that's outdoor?
I don't know.
I don't know why like I went like lumberjack. Like not that it's universal, but it's like everyone thinks lumberjacks are cool, you know? And they're out in that sun.
So maybe it needs to just be like a pickaxe.
Okay, I like this. Is that what people... No, it's like an... Is it a pick? A pickaxe is
it's not a pickaxe. A pickaxe is what you mine with, I think.
Okay, so this is great. Great business venture. No one steal this idea
from
us.
The male sunscreen needs to be branded as the Roman Empire.
No, all men think about is the Roman Empire. It can be a Roman crown.
There you go.
Okay.
Nobody would know what the fuck that is. They'd be like, that's too girly.
Okay.
Well, I just gave the people a really great business idea. Like, yeah, I really think this is something that could take off. And I was even doing market research. I was asking our friends' boyfriends. I was like, hey, how much do you use sunscreen? He was like, never. It's like, perfect. You're my target market.
We should like give out free samples on the West Side Highway.
I would love that because that would give Colby and I an excuse to talk.
We should call it Hot Guy Sunscreen.
Hot guys wear sunscreen.
Hot guys wear sunscreen.
Wait, that's
no. Too many words.
Hot screen.
Hot screen.
I think hot guys wear sunscreen would be like the tagline.
Love it.
It could just be called SPF.
And it'd be like, it'd be like in PT serif, italics. Like that's how I'm picturing it.
Okay.
Hot guys wear sunscreen.
Hot guys wear sunscreen, TM.
Yeah.
And it's just called SPF 50.
Actually, no, it's going to be an inter. That's the font that I want for that one. And then PT serif can be the title.
Okay, but we need like very minimal things on the packaging because I feel like the less stuff going on, like the more, like it just, to Colby's point, it should just say SPF on it.
Yeah.
It can't be too frou-frou because then, you know.
No. I'm going to really work on this. Like, this is what I'm going to build in Colby's apartment.
And like no scent. Cannot have a scent.
No. Or like a little bit of a masculine scent, you know.
Maybe we'll have options. Like you could go with like the no scent or you can have like something a little... And it can like replace your aftershave. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
I think most guys also don't use aftershave though.
Really?
Jack use aftershave?
His face always smells good after he shaves. I don't know if that means aftershave or he just like does something else.
What even is aftershave? Because I feel like that word is used interchangeably with the cologne and my...
I think it's just like a cooling, it's like a cooling moisturizer situation. I think there's like some mint in it or something.
It feels soothing, minty
on your skin.
So it's not meant to be a scent.
I think it's meant to like moisturize your skin and then also like clean your pores after you shave, I think.
But it just smells good.
Yeah.
So it's like it calms, because I guess after you shave, I think of like when we moisturize after we shave in the shower.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
So we don't get all dry.
I feel like I've just always associated it with the scent, and I would never call cologne aftershave, but for some reason then I was like, is that, do other people call that? I don't know.
Well, cologne isn't aftershave.
No, I know. I've just always associated aftershave with a specific scent.
Oh, yes, because it does smell something very specific.
And I feel like you can get one that matches your cologne or something, so you have like your scent. I feel like in every romance novel I read, they always mention, I could smell his aftershave or something like that.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Okay.
That is interesting. Yeah.
We can add that to our portfolio.
Yeah. Our product assortment, literally.
For our men's brand.
SPF.
Our men's skincare brand.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, it's a really good idea. And we can be the next Haley Rhodes, sell our shit for $1 billion.
Who?
Haley Road Bieber.
Haley Rhodes.
I fully thought that was her name.
Country Rhodes.
But I knew how it was spelled. Haley Rhodes.
So wait, I have a quick question before we wrap. So with the Elf thing, so Elf acquired Rode.
Mm-hmm.
Rode will still continue making products under the name Rode.
Yes.
They aren't like combining with Elf. This is just Elf like giving them their resources.
It's like,
for, like distribution.
Kylie Cosmetics is owned by Coty.
Okay. But Kylie still like makes decisions.
Yeah.
With the company. And but so Haley still will still
director,
like, I'm like, not to like bash Elf. Like I've loved a lot of Elf products throughout my life, but I'm just worried. Like Elf products are like a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is the quality going to be compromised
on
the road? Because I really love her skincare stuff and like her lip things.
Yeah,
and I worry if it like gets to be bad quality.
Well,
like,
that was probably why they wanted to buy
to elevate them.
Yeah, because they maybe they want to get into like the high end skincare market.
Oh,
yeah.
Elf wants them.
That would be my assumption.
Because they have Elf Skin, which they actually have good stuff. Elf Skin, it's very clean, but I think Rode being under their umbrella is their foray into like more luxe.
It is interesting because I had just seen a post before they announced the acquisition that Elf is raising all their prices by like, I mean, they're already super cheap, but they're raising their prices by like $1.50 depending on what it is.
Well, I saw TikTok comments,
which is crazy because they did
that. That inexpensive anymore?
Oh, really?
Yeah, like. I feel Elf and NYX used to be, you could get an eyebrow pencil for $7.99, $5.99, something like
that. It's more than that now?
Oh, yeah. The NYX eyebrow pencil that I use, which I think is very comparable to the Anastasia Brow Wiz, is like $13.99.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's like L'Oreal prices now.
Yeah. Yeah. So their stuff like on par with L'Oreal, Maybelline.
Okay. I always
it's not like Wet n Wild.
Wet n Wild will always be
yeah.
the budget brand.
Yeah.
And they have some great stuff too. When Rode came into the scene and like had the same name as that clothing brand Rode, and then the clothing brand Rode went under. I wonder if they have like a dartboard with Haley's face on it.
Probably.
Like they're so mad. You know the founders of Rode, the clothing brand, are pissed.
I'm dead. Wait, do you guys get the TikTok trend that's like holy airball or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. That just reminded me. Holy fucking airball.
Holy fucking airball. The one that I saw recently was.
To be honest, I don't fully understand it.
It's basically like a way to like flex
your
parents.
It's a way to brag.
Yeah, it's literally just a way to brag.
Well, or not just your parents, like flex anything.
Yeah, flex anything, basically.
Like it's like a guy's like says something and then you like are like, no, I am that bitch.
Yeah. But I will say most people use it to flex their parents or like make up some story. Like if they just like happen to have like either they have a last name that makes it seem like their family owns something or like they make up a new account. Like Alex the other day was like, I just saw, you know, the ones who own the Marriott or whatever. And I was like, no, like you need to look into this because they're all lying. And like if you go to the person's profile and they have like two videos and they say their name is like Josh Marriott, like that's such an easy
but like, some so people many are just doing bullshit. It as a joke though. They like actually have a last name that's right, just like
somebody Abercrombie.
I saw that too. She's obviously just doing it to be funny.
But the one I recently saw was Elf Cosmetics, and that one I actually did fact check and it was cracked.
What was it?
It was like the founder and CEO of Elf, or maybe it's just the CEO, but like the kid, he was like, you know, whatever, like, however it starts. It's like, some people say my dad owns a makeup brand or whatever.
Like, oh, your dad owns a makeup brand?
Yeah, and they're one? Oh, what, a small little, like...
Yeah, like a small...
Mom and pop. A little mom and pop moisturizer. Airball.
And then it's like, holy airball, and it's like the CEO of Elf Cosmetics and like a picture of him with Haley.
Oh my God.
It's so wild.
But that's one of my recently
saw. So which intern did that one for him? I see these and I'm like, which intern was like, hey, we should do this trend.
I know, that's so funny. But I think that's all we have time for today, girlies.
Well, good. My hand's actually numb, so we need to go.
Well, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. And then, like, literally my hand's numb.
Why is it not?
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.